Welcome to another Practical Security Moment. Smartphones continue to grow in popularity and are now as powerful and functional as many computers. It's important, therefore, to protect your smartphone just like you protect your computer, especially since mobile cybersecurity threats are growing. So here are 10 tips for practical Android smartphone security. Tip number one, to prevent unauthorized access to your phone, set a password or personal identification number or PIN on your phone's home screen as a first line of defense in case your phone is lost or stolen. When possible, use a different password for each of your important logins such as email, banking, and other personal sites. You should configure your phone to automatically lock after 5 minutes or less when your phone is idle, as well as use the SIM password capability available on most smartphones. Tip number two. Do not alter your security settings on your smartphone for convenience. Tampering with your phone's factory settings undermines the built-in security features offered by your wireless service and smartphone, while making it much more susceptible to an attack. Tip number three, you should back up all of the data stored on your phone, such as your contacts, documents, and photos. These files can be stored on your computer on a removable storage card or in the cloud. This will allow you to conveniently restore the information to your phone should it be lost, stolen, or otherwise erased. Tip number four. Only install apps from trusted sources. Before downloading an app, conduct research to ensure the app is legitimate. Checking the legitimacy of an app includes such things as checking reviews, confirming the legitimacy of the App Store, and comparing the app sponsor's official website with the App Store link to confirm consistency. Many apps from untrusted sources contain malware that, once installed on your phone, can steal information, install viruses, and cause harm to your phone's contents. There are also apps that warn you if any security risks exist on your phone. Tip number five, understand the app permissions before accepting them. You should be very cautious about granting applications access to personal information on your phone or otherwise letting the application have access to perform functions on your phone. Make sure to also check the privacy settings for each app before installing. Tip number six, install security apps that enable remote location and wiping. An important security feature widely available on smartphones, either by default or as an app, is the ability to remotely locate and erase all of the data stored on your phone, even if the phone's GPS is off. In the case that you misplace your phone, some applications can even activate a loud alarm, even if your phone is on silent. These apps can also help you locate and recover your phone when lost. Accept updates and patches to your smartphone software. You should keep your phone's operating system software up to date by enabling automatic updates or accepting updates when prompted from your service provider, your operating system provider, your device manufacturer, or your application provider. By keeping your operating system current, you reduce the risk of exposure to cyber threats. Tip number eight, be smart on open Wi-Fi networks. When you access a Wi-Fi network that is open to the public, your phone can be an easy target of cyber criminals. You should limit your use of public hotspots and instead use protected Wi-Fi from a network operator you trust or mobile wireless connection to reduce your risk of exposure, especially when accessing personal or sensitive information. Always be aware when clicking web links and be particularly cautious if you're asked to enter account or login information. Tip number nine, wipe data on your old phone before you donate, resell, or recycle it. Your smartphone contains personal data you want to keep private when you dispose of your old phone. To protect your privacy, completely erase data off your old phone and reset the phone to its initial factory settings. And having wiped your old device, you're now free to donate, resell, or recycle, or otherwise properly dispose of your phone. And lastly, tip number 10, report a stolen smartphone. The major wireless service providers, in coordination with the Federal Communications Commission, or the FCC, have established a stolen phone database. If your phone is stolen, you should report the theft to your local law enforcement authorities and then register the stolen phone with your wireless provider. This will provide notice to all the major wireless service providers that the phone has been stolen and will allow for remote bricking of the phone so that it cannot be activated on any wireless network without your permission. Resources for today's tips include the Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Communications Commission. My name is Beverly Allen. Join me Thursdays from 11 to 11:30 a.m. for more practical security. Until then, be safe, be secure, be practical.